AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris called Colin Powell an incredible American.
He broke so many barriers, and those barriers were not easy to break by any stretch. But he did it with dignity. He did it with grace. And because of what he was able to accomplish, it really did elevate our nation.
Powell died of complications from the coronavirus. He was 84. Colin Powell earned adoration as a history-making military officer, but the AP Sagar Magani reports his reputation later took a big hit.
Powell retired in 1993 as the first black Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman.
I have never wanted to be anything but a soldier.
A decade later, as America's top diplomat,
Saddam Hussein and his regime will stop at nothing until something stops him.
Powell's State Department was dubious of military and intelligence claims that Saddam had or was developing weapons of mass destruction. But he went before the UN Security Council to make the case for war against Iraq, citing faulty information. It was seen as a low point in Powell's legendary career, and 18 months later, he acknowledged no stash was found.
The intelligence community did not get it right, apparently.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Jury selection is underway in Georgia. Three white men are charged with murder in the death of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery. There was a video of the shooting that leaked online. Benjamin Crump is an Arbery family attorney.
You have to think how many obstacles we had to overcome to get to this moment.
My.
I mean, if it were not for that video, then the big lie could have stood forever.
Some college towns plan to challenge the results of the 2020 census. They claim they were shortchanged because the pandemic forced students to leave campuses. This is AP News. Safety regulators are looking into fuel pump failures in more than 600,000 diesel Ram trucks.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has received 22 complaints about engine stalling due to high-pressure fuel pumps failing. The agency says a review of the complaints shows that the engines stop above 25 miles an hour, disabling the trucks. There haven't been any reports of crashes or injuries. The probe covers Ram 2500, 3500, 4500, and 5500 heavy-duty trucks with turbo diesel engines. The investigation could result in a recall. I'm Mike Hempen.
A four-year-old boy fell off a 70-foot cliff at Red River Gorge in eastern Kentucky and suffered a few scratches and bruises, but walked away without any severe injuries. Paramedics were relieved to find the boy alert and talking. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.